The Child, the White Picket Fence, and the Windmill by Annie Blake. For Mein Kleiner Geist. My own solitude and an invocation like smoke, virgin wings, wet saliva laced around teeth. We are at the shore. My children show me the transparent coat of a jellyfish, swollen organs, the rainbow colours of a bruise, a pulse that bongs in my body like a bell. I'm scared of what sticks like chewing gum to the floor of the sea. My skin, hiding machine. I've wanted to write a book for as long as I can remember. I realize now my greatest work is my life individuated and those of down the line. A child's grave. My husband questions if this is a healthy attitude. My children run to see a graveyard, a beautiful, some. Like they're getting ice cream, some say they feel too cold and creeped out. A picket fence around her body like a cot. There are flowers and a rusty windmill, over 100 years old. I tell my children, many children died in the olden days. There were no immunization needles, and men usually died much younger than their wives. I tell them it was probably due to long days of harsh labor, but strange that women birthed so many children, and many still survived much longer. I can't comment to my husband how so many husbands and wives, their children, are buried together. He nods because he knows exactly what I'm thinking. My son tells me I will make a wrought iron gate for yours. He knows my past well. I tell him his children will need his money more than anyone else in the world. I show him a beautiful monument, angel and a victory upon a marble spire. I tell them this is for the living. Because we don't believe in living until we die. My son asks me what would happen if he accidentally fell into one of the graves. I said you need to find a way to climb out again. He's reading an inscription. His name is Henry, he says. I put my arm around his shoulder and ask him to say a prayer. I look at him. He's in his own world now. I put my mouth close to his ear. The dead are more alive than we are. It's time for me to let grow. I watch them from my car.